All right. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Michael Jeffrey Jordan is considered by many as the greatest basketball player of all time. After a standout career at UNC. Do we have any Tar Heels in here? All right. Michael Jordan, he entered his rookie year and he won Rookie of the Year award after entering the NBA in 1984. His reputation grew as a dynamic, dominant player on offense and defense. By 1991, he won his first NBA championship and he went to complete his three-peat by winning in 92 and 93 as well. And then he abruptly left the NBA to pursue a baseball career. After a little bit of that, he came back. And then he ended up leading the Bulls to another three-peat. Three more championships in 96, 97, 98. Jordan has 5 MVP of the Year awards, 14 NBA All-Star Game appearances, 10 scoring titles, 3 steals titles, 6 NBA Finals MVP awards. 1999, ESPN named Jordan North American Athlete of the 20th Century. Needless to say, Michael Jordan is good. He's a good player. Michael Jackson, on the other hand, he's good too. Man, he's good. Do you guys know how many Grammys he's won? Okay, count them. 13. Okay, not a million, babe. Okay, but 13 Grammys. He has 13 number one singles, 700 million total units sold worldwide. He's almost sold 750 million records. That's crazy. And people in the music industry, you know how many that really is. Michael Jackson was also good. You know, when I was like a little kid, right before I came to America, I was crazy about Michael Jackson. I don't know why. Back in 1985, I was like 6 years old. And my father would always make me come when he's drinking with his friends. He'd always like make me come over to him. And I'd be like, And then he'd be like, do your little Michael Jackson thing. And I'd do a little moonwalk, a little break it out like this. And all his friends would be drunk. He's so good. Your son's a dancer. Hallelujah. Anyway, Michael Jackson was also good. Now, when we think of good, we think of good actors, good movies, good food, good athletes. But today, I'm here to talk about what's really good. You want to talk about good? Let's talk about the Lord our God. Amen?
Amen.
God is good. Amen?
Amen?
Lord, you are so good. Yes. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Somebody say, oh, you are good. I mean, the Lord is good. He's good. And today, I'm just trying to talk about the goodness of the Lord. That's all I'm here to talk about today. Hallelujah, because our God is good. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. And then God paused each day and he said, oh, it's good. God saw that everything he created was good. That's because everything God creates is good. You ever eat a juicy Filipino mango? Man, y'all don't know what you are missing out on. I ain't talking about the South American ones that they sell in America. I'm talking about the ones they pick off the tree and they serve you when you go on missions to the Manila. Filipino mango. Good. You know, man can never create something so good and delicious and nutritious. Amen? No, I'm serious. Scientists will never create something like that. You ever climb a mountain? Like a really big one. Like, what's the highest mountain? Larry, be quiet. What's the highest mountain that y'all have climbed? Mount who? Soraksan. Paektusan. All right, we got Paektusan. I went to Paektusan too. Hallelujah. That's the highest mountain in Korea. Beautiful. There's a huge lake up there. Blow you away. All right, Larry, where'd you go? The other one. What? I thought you went to Himalayas. That is the Himalayas. Oh, that's near the Himalayas. All right. Yeah, Himalayas. I remember one time Larry told me that he started to believe there is no God. Then he went to the Himalayas and he was like, oh, there's definitely a God. You know why? It's because man can never create the Grand Canyon or Mount Paektu. I mean, man can try, but it'd take millions of years to build anything even close to that. How majestic, hallelujah, is his creation. If you look at the colorful flowers, if you ever gaze upon the beautifully dressed butterflies that sit on those flowers, everything God creates is good. You know, if the world was truly put together through random explosions and evolution, you know, then we ought to see random combinations of colors on birds, on flowers, on reptiles. But you won't find any. You know, I've been watching Planet Earth on Blu-ray DVD. Blu-ray disc, hallelujah. 1080p, high definition. And this documentary, it shows scenery and animals from all over the world. And not once have I seen something where I say, wait a minute. Looks like God got lazy dressing that animal. Okay, you never find a bird with clashing colors. You're not going to find a flower where you're like, man, that flower is... I mean, you could say it's unique. You'll never find clashing colors on flowers. You know, people do it all the time with products, clothing, and art, but we never see it once in creation. That's because everything that God creates is good. See, man didn't create the world. All he created was a theory of how the world came to be. So he doesn't have to be accountable for his sins to a holy and just God. God is the one who created the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. And when man makes something, it's not always so good. But everything God creates is good. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, you alone are the Lord. You made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all their starry host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to everything. The Lord our God, it didn't take a council of gods to create the earth. It's not like Zeus made the monkeys, and Venus made the chickens, and Aphrodite made the zebras. Now God created all things and everything in them. And according to his wisdom and infinite variety, he created them, and he created them good, brothers and sisters. Somebody say, God is creator.
God is creator.
Somebody say, oh, the Lord is good.
Oh, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good. Everything he creates is good. You know, not only is his creation good, but everything about him is good. His love is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen?
His justice, faithfulness, mercy, patience, wisdom, power, majesty, holiness, righteousness, it's all good. Amen? Everything about God is good. Psalm 135 verse 3 says, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. If you got no reason to praise God, you just need to praise him because he's just good. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you just got to give thanks to the Lord for being so good. Amen? You know, he might not have done anything for you in a while, but that don't mean that you don't have a reason to give thanks. The word of God says in Psalm 106 verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, For He is good. His love endures forever. Praise, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. We are to give thanks to Him simply because He is good. In fact, this verse, it appears verbatim, exactly the way it is, four other times in Psalm 107, Psalm 118 verse 1, Psalm 118 verse 29, and Psalm 136. And there's no other verse in the Bible that's repeated like this. But this one is. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. You know what the Bible is trying to say is, whether you've been seeing breakthrough, or you've been seeing breakthrough after breakthrough, or it just seems like God is silent, the Word of God is saying, give thanks to the Lord simply because He is good. And we need to hear that over and over and over again. You know, anybody can give thanks when they get something from God. Anybody can say thank you. But it takes faith to give thanks when the economy is falling apart and your pension fund just went broke. Hallelujah. It takes faith to give God thanks when your health is deteriorating. It takes faith to give God thanks when your coworkers are slandering you and your boss is trying to jip you of your paycheck. Can I get a witness? Hallelujah. All right. All the Hagwon teachers, okay. I know how it is. It takes faith to give thanks in all circumstances simply for His goodness. But that's what the Bible is commanding us to do. It's to give thanks because He is good. It says it five times. Somebody whisper, oh, the Lord is good. Somebody say it, oh, the Lord is good. Somebody bob your head, oh, the Lord is good. I can't believe most of y'all did that. Hallelujah. You know, when you're coming through something difficult, let me give you a memory verse that you should get down in your spirit. And it comes from Psalm 27. Everybody turn back to Psalm 27. Look at verse 13. No matter what you are going through, you need to get this verse down in your spirit. You need to get this word down in your spirit. Psalm 27:13. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. No matter what adversity you're going through, just say, I don't know, God, why I'm going through this right now, but God, I know that You are a good God. And I'm going to give You praise, I'm going to give You thanks, because I know You are good. And I'm not sure what's going to happen to the economy, or to my job, or to my family, but I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I mean, it takes faith to say that. You know, so many believers think that they're only going to see God's goodness when they get to heaven. Oh, yeah. I'll get my reward in heaven. You know? Oh, brother, hallelujah. You're just being faithful. Oh, praise the Lord that you gave a cup of water to the pastor. Praise the Lord that you helped that brother, you helped that ministry out without even letting them know that you gave that money. And then they go, oh, yeah. You're going to get your reward. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it in heaven. Because people think, most of the church believes that they're only going to see God's goodness when they get to heaven. And they think it's almost evil to expect to see God's goodness on earth. And believe me, there will be rewards once you get to heaven. But the Bible doesn't stop there. It doesn't just talk about God's people living lives of poverty, persecution, and suffering, and then enjoying God's goodness when they get to heaven. We is talking about seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What is that talking about? That's talking about the here and now. Psalm 31:19. Turn that over. Hallelujah. Psalm 31:19. This is a memory verse I got down in my spirit this past week, and I just got excited all week. I've been quoting this all week. Hallelujah. Psalm 31:19. It says, "How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you." Brothers and sisters, look at that verse. Look at that verse, Psalm 31. How great is your goodness? And it says, which you bestow when we get to heaven? Somebody, is it when we get to heaven?
No.
No. Which you bestow in the sight of men. That's talking about life here on earth. The more you pray, the more you give, the more you serve, God is storing up goodness for you. Man, y'all ain't receiving this right now. I need to preach this. You're going to make me end up preaching longer. Hallelujah. Get this in your spirit. God is storing up goodness for you each time you pray, each time you give, each time you serve. The Word of God says, how great is your goodness, which you're storing up. Hallelujah. Where is that getting stored up? In your backyard? Where is that getting stored up? I don't know either. It's getting stored up somewhere, all right? We'll just call it a storehouse. That's where you store things. You put it in a storehouse. Hallelujah. And man, I'm telling you, some people's storehouses are bigger than others. Amen? Some people's storehouses are just empty. And other people's storehouses are about to burst open. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, brother. God's goodness is being stored up for those who fear Him, for those who take refuge in Him. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. Do you want to see the goodness of the Lord? Do you want to see God bestow His goodness on you? And some people they're just happy they got a ticket to heaven. I'm saved. That's all they're thankful for their whole Christian life. I'm saved. That's great. Hallelujah. We ought to always rejoice in our salvation. But brothers and sisters, man, God's got so much more for you. He wants to give you more reasons to be thankful. He wants to show you different facets of His goodness, of His attributes. Do you want to see the goodness of the Lord, brothers and sisters? Say amen.
Amen.
Then you got to never let Satan shake you from your confidence in God's goodness. You must never let Satan shake you. Don't let his lies, his accusations, his attacks make you doubt his goodness. Don't you never let him do that to you. And you never stop praising, never stop giving thanks, never stop praying or giving or serving. Hallelujah. Never doubt God's goodness, brothers and sisters. No matter what you go through, no matter what Satan throws, you got to be confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's a powerful verse. Let me show you another powerful verse. Psalm 84:11. Hallelujah. Psalm 84:11. Let's read that together. 1, 2, 3. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I want everybody to get on your feet right now. Oh, Christian, get me all uncomfortable. You ain't seen nothing yet. All right, get on your feet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Last week I gave a message of joy. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord always. Woo. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Woo. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice.
Rejoice.
Somebody say, rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord.
And do it with a smile. Rejoice in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Somebody say, ha.
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 And Jesus, what did Jesus say? Blessed are you. He said, when men say all kinds of evil and they insult you because of me, he said, rejoice and leap for joy. All right, hallelujah. I know some of the newcomers ain't feeling this right now. We're all going to leap for joy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ready? One, two, three, leap. All right, let's do that one more time. Leap.
Woo.
All right, sit on down. That joy flowing. Joy, hallelujah. Let the oil flow, Lord. Hallelujah. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. No matter what hardships or wrongs that you face, take refuge in God, for he is your sun and shield. If a store sells you a bad product and refuses you a refund, don't go to the store and then steal something from them. Come on, y'all laughing because some of y'all were tempted or you did it. You keep your walk blameless. If you hear that somebody's slandering you, look, don't mistreat them and give them the cold shoulder. Instead, give them a smile that says, I'm tempted to slap you right now. But I'm going to take the high road because no good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord. I'm not going to stoop down to that level. Hallelujah. Well, sisters, what's been done to you might be bad, but let me tell you, God is still good. Somebody say, oh, the Lord is good.
Oh, the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why. When I was preparing the message, God was like, you got to put the bop into it. Hallelujah. All right. So I'm just obeying the Lord. Now, some of you might say, well, I don't know. I don't know if I can trust God's goodness. And I've been through some stuff that wasn't so good. And I've learned to take care of myself. I like to look out for myself. Thank you very much. Well, for those people, I like to extend a biblical invitation. Psalm 34, verse 8. It says, taste and see. Woo! Taste and see that the Lord is good. You ever go to E-Mart or Costco here in Korea? Every aisle you go, what you got there? You got these ajumas giving out free samples. And they're like, you gotta buy a pack of this. Come see for yourself. Take a taste and see how good this takalbi is. Hallelujah. Yeah, and some people, they're apathetic. They're passionless for God. Because they haven't really gotten a taste of his goodness. Because boy, let me tell you, once you taste and see that the Lord is good, it's game over.
Woo!
Hallelujah. You don't ever want to go back. Mm-mm. It's like me and mangoes. Man, once I got a taste of those Filipino mangoes, it was game over. I tasted and I saw that it was good. When God was like, it's good when he created the world, I was like, yeah, amen to that. Or me and Philly cheesesteaks, hallelujah. I'm gonna be able to go to the States next week. Hallelujah. I can't wait. Bite me down on a juicy Philly cheesesteak. And I'll bring back some for y'all, but I think customs don't allow it. And also Aaron will eat it on the way. One taste, and it's game over. And there's some things like that. It's just so good. You get one taste, and it's game over. And Jesus said the invitation. He said it like this. He said, Matthew chapter 7, he says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open. And then Jesus said it like this, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Hallelujah. You know what Jesus is saying here? He's saying, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And he's saying, everyone, verse 8, chapter 7, verse 8, for everyone who asks receives. Not some, everyone. Everyone who asks receives. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Brothers and sisters, if you had children, all right, the only parents we got in here, all right, we got a couple parents, hallelujah, but we got some fresh parents, all right, Dustin and Kyle. Man, if Noah starts to cry, they're going to feed Noah. Noah reaches age 8, and he asks Daddy Dustin for like a new Nintendo game, you know? Dustin's going to want to give, you know? Hallelujah, actually, I don't know. Maybe not video games, a bad example. But if we being wicked know how to give good gifts, Jesus said, how much more? You're wicked and you know how to give good gifts. How much more your Father in heaven? How much more your Father in heaven? Jesus is saying, if you get a taste of my daddy's goodness, it's game over. He said, I dare you, come and see, taste it and see that the Lord is good. Brothers and sisters, I got the taste of God's goodness again and again. And let me tell you, I wouldn't want it any other way. I have a Gibson guitar. I told some of y'all about it already. That's a $2,500, $800 guitar. It was my dream guitar when I was a kid. I asked God, and he gave it to me. Not because I told God I needed it, because I deserved it. God, I've served you this many years. Least you can do is give me a Gibson. Okay, no. I got it simply because I believed that God gives good gifts to his children. All I did was I stood on Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11, and I just kept asking God. You know what? I only asked him like 2 or 3 times. Because on my trip to New York, my friend gave me his Gibson songwriter. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. My first power book, my Apple power book I ever got. And also, I asked and I received. For everyone who asks, receives. You might be like, what? That's a one-time incident. Uh-uh. A couple years later, my PowerBook display died. So I was like, Lord, I don't want you just to fix this. I want to get a new one. I want the MacBook Pro. And God's like, well, you got a computer. Let's fix this one up. And I was like, Lord, no, but I know you're good. Daddy, I know you're a good God. Lord, I'm just asking you for a MacBook Pro. If I don't get it, I'm still going to give you thanks. I'm asking you. Hallelujah. Once again, I got a MacBook Pro. It's passed 1 year ago, September. Hallelujah. I asked and I received. Why? Because I believed in the goodness of my daddy. I'm telling you, I didn't earn it. It's not like I just needed it. But I just asked. There's some things you can just ask. Now, this is not talking about need. It's talking about just what do you want? What do you want? Right. Like right now, if God was to be like, he came up to you, Jesus just walked through these aisles, he just came up to you, hey, what do you want right now? What's something you really want? Harry, what do you want? You know, and a lot of us would be like, well, but I just want you. You think, oh, I'm honorable, I'm just a good Christian. And I bet you Jesus would be like, man, stop tripping. I just want to know what you want. What do you really want? Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Oh, my bad. Oh, that came out of nowhere. Well, it says God gives. He loves to give good gifts to his children. Let me tell you that. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, man, if you start living like this, you don't want it any other way. But once you taste and see that the Lord is good, man, it's so good. It is so good. Hallelujah. You know, I never go to Philippines and go, I wonder if those mangoes will taste good again. I don't go to Philly and be like, man, I don't know why I want to spend all that money. Cheesesteak prices are going up. I never say that, man. I know it's good. Hallelujah. Same with God. Taste and see that He is good. You know, and if you're going through something right now, or you've been going through something for a while, and you're starting to wonder when your breakthrough is coming, you might want to pray something like this. Psalm 86:17. Psalm 86:17 says, Lord, give me a sign of your goodness. Hallelujah. For you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. A lot of times when we're going through something, you know what we do? We just complain to God. But you know what faith does? Faith says, God, give me a sign of your goodness. Because you helped me in the past. You comforted me. And Lord God, I know you are good. Give me a sign of your goodness. You know, first time I came to Korea, you know, the apartment that I'm currently living in, it's a sign of God's goodness to me. You know, I got this apartment through prayer and believing God's goodness. It wasn't through just like searching and searching and searching. It was through God's goodness. We did some searching, but believe me, you're not going to find apartments like this at this price in that neighborhood. And my first winter in Korea, you know what happened? I was shivering in my Yeonhyeong boiler broke apartment. I don't know, I still remember. I was shivering in bed, and I said, Lord, I don't know how long I'll be here, but I praise you because you are good. I confess that I've been trying to take matters into my own hands by getting upset at the CCC staff that put me here. But God, I trust that you are good. I'm asking you to take me to a new apartment. And while I'm at it, because I believe you're good, I'm asking for a beautiful high floor apartment with a beautiful view, with good heating, and that's close to the subway. Hallelujah. I said, God, give me a sign of your goodness. And hallelujah, God heard my petition, and He helped me. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. God, if you're going through something, ask Him. Lord, give me a sign of your goodness and see how the Lord answers your prayer. Even the wife that I'm married to right now is a sign of God's goodness to me. Just look at her. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. I better get a louder amen than that. Hallelujah. God is good. It says in the Word of God, Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, look at it, man. The Lord is good. Woo! Let me testify. When you live a life full of God's goodness and favor, hallelujah, it is a life of peace and joy. Where your soul finds refuge under the shadow of His wing. Psalm 116:7 says, be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord's been good to you. You know, you can't say that when the Lord's not been good to you. When you haven't been seeing a sign of His goodness. When you've been trying to take matters into your own hands all the time. But believe me, when you start living a life of God's goodness and favor, your soul will find rest in the Lord. But on the other hand, the way many people in the church live their lives, when you try to fight your own battles, you strive in the natural, you disregard the goodness of God, and you don't ask, you don't pray, and you don't keep your way blameless, your soul will get very tired. And people like that, all they feel is burning. They just feel heavy with burden. Their Christian walk is joyless and lifeless. And that's why Jesus said, Matthew chapter 11, come to me all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What Jesus is saying here is, come taste and see that the Lord is good. I'm not here to put a burden on you, a yoke on you that you're going to hate and despise. But my yoke, oh, it's easy and light. Hallelujah. And what God is saying is, Jesus is saying is, God is good. Come and taste and see He's good. Stop doing it your way. Don't stop going back in that store and stealing stuff. Hallelujah. Let God fight your battles. And right now, JSCM, our church is on a 42-day fast. Okay, no, not everybody's fasting 42 days straight. Okay, but we have people signed up for every one of those 42 days. And we got at least like 4 or 5 people signed up each day. And hallelujah, let us continue to consecrate these 42 days, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, let me just make something clear, by the way. When you do a 42-day fast corporately, we got to do things to set apart the fast. Okay, that means that if TV is something that takes up a lot of your time, prevents you from having your quiet time, prevents you from really seeking the Lord with all your heart, TV gotta go. Unplug that joint. Unplug it in like 10 places. So when you pick up that remote, man, I'm so lazy. And then your laziness gets the best of you. You don't even turn on TV. Hallelujah. But yeah, you gotta consecrate the fast. Hallelujah. Commit to wake up at certain times. Commit to have your quiet times at certain times. Commit to reading a certain book. Finish it during these 42 days. Consecrate the fast. If that's not been clear, examine your hearts and see what masters you. And then use this fast to bring that into submission to the Lord. Okay. Hallelujah. But through this 42-day fast, I hope that y'all have been continuing to see God as your very great reward. And one of the important truths to keep in mind during this fast is that God is good. You got to keep the goodness of the Lord at front and center. For the word of the Lord says in Psalm 107:9, He satisfies the thirsty and He fills the hungry with good things. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Get hungry for the Lord. Get hungry for God. Get thirsty and hungry for Him. And God will fill you with good things. Hallelujah. Because He is like a loving daddy. I never call my father that daddy. He looked at me weird. I called him Appa. Appa. Hallelujah. Appa. Appa. With that Saturi accent. Abba! I remember the first time my mom was like, tell your dad to come down for dinner. I was like, Abba! Pamagrola! Pamagrola! Or something like that. I don't know what I said. My mom came over out of the kitchen. I think she had like a spatula in her hand. She just started smacking me and hitting me. I was one confused child. You're not supposed to say that. Jinji 드세요. Or 식사 준비됐습니다. 식사하세요. Yeah, 식사하세요. I forgot all that stuff. So next time my mom say, you know, call your daddy, I'll be like, 아빠! 식사 드세요! You know? Why is your daddy not here? 아빠! Y'all do that? My dad, we had 2 floors. Hallelujah. Why did I go into that? Anyway. 아빠, hallelujah. Our daddy. Appa, He loves to fill us with good things. I don't know what your earthly father's been like, but let your heavenly Father shape what a true father is really like. He is a good father. We think we gotta like manipulate God to get things. We gotta pray a certain way. We gotta keep a pure motive this way and that way, and God won't give me this unless I ask it this way. Yeah, obviously, keep your motives pure. But sometimes you can just ask God, just simply believe in His goodness. And God loves to give. So as we give attention to our spiritual appetite during this fast, let's trust that God will satisfy us with good things. Amen?
Amen.
You know, in the Bible, Moses asked God, in Exodus 33, he said, God, show me your glory. And it's really interesting what God said in response. Exodus 33:19, he says, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. And I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. When people ask God today, Lord, show me your glory. You know, it's not like God's going to be like, hey, come here. See this curtain? All right, take a peek. There it is. I'll give you like 30 seconds. Hurry up. All right, take a look. Show me your glory. All right, there it is. Okay. Or it's not like God's going to like manifest in all these various ways. And no, brothers and sisters, when we say, God, show me your glory, one of the ways God just shows you His glory, He just lets His goodness pass by you. He just shows you His goodness. And you just say, oh, glory, hallelujah. That's the glory. Trust me, every time I see God's provision, when I see God answer my prayers, and He shows me His goodness, I say, glory. Oh, yeah, that's the glory, hallelujah. Show me your glory. I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. Our God is a good God. Amen?
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, my message today is taste and see that the Lord is indeed good. Open up your Bibles. Open up your hearts. Say yes and amen to His promises. Claim them in faith. Come up and get your hands laid on to receive an impartation. You know? When I do like an altar call, I say, hey, people want to come up and get prayed for. You know? And I like call out different things. Some people will just come up and I'll be like, why are you here? You know why they're, and God just be like, you pray for them. You lay hands, you pray for them. Because God just wants to be good to them. God just wants to give them impartation, spiritual blessing, encouragement, joy, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Because God's a good God. Now, I admit, I have not trusted in God's goodness at all times in my walk. But I wish I had. Because God is good all the time. Amen? Well, we got that youth group thing all the time. And God is good. All the time. God is good. All right, all y'all, stop running around back there. Sit down. All right, we're about to start. All right, praise team, y'all ready? All right, you know, it's a youth group retreat, you know. They always use that to get everybody's attention, you know. Hallelujah. Am I the only one? Come on. But it's so true what these kids are shouting. God is good all the time, which means that we can trust Him and His goodness all the time. Even when you're going through stuff. Man, you could be going through some stuff, but you got to praise Him. You got to give Him thanks. You got to trust that He is good. Even though your circumstances are bad, even though your coworkers are bad, God is good. Hallelujah. You know, I'll tell you somebody who went through some stuff. You think you're going through some stuff? Let me talk to you about somebody who went through some stuff. Hallelujah. Let me talk about my man Joseph. In the book of Genesis, we have Joseph. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Joey, man, he went through some stuff. Each time something happened, you know what Joe had to do? Joseph had to affirm his faith in God's goodness. or else he wouldn't have been able to survive what he went through. Think about it. Joseph wakes up bleeding, naked, bruised, in some foreign country, sold into slavery by his own brothers. Now you think Joseph just woke up and like, oh, this is cool, this is exciting, where am I going? No, man, Joseph woke up, man, he was beaten, he had feelings of betrayal, he had to deal with feelings of unforgiveness. And while he's getting carted off, Joseph had to say to himself, Lord God, I don't know why this is happening to me. But I praise you, God, because you're good. I'm still confident of this. I will see your goodness. As he affirms this, God shows him favor. He gets sold into Potiphar's house. Potiphar entrusts him with everything. And just as things start to look bright, he gets accused and thrown into prison for rape. You think he was in prison? He was like, oh yeah, this is exciting. I got to meet new people. He got framed. But that Potiphar's wife, that crazy woman, No. You know what I hear Joseph saying to himself in prison? Lord God, I can't believe that I got in prison for doing the right thing. God, this ain't right. This is unjust. Lord, I don't know how long I'm going to be down here, but I believe you're going to get me out. Because God, you are good. And I know that you put dreams in me that have yet to be fulfilled. These dreams will come to pass because you are good. And I believe that as Joseph kept his walk blameless, what does the Bible say? God bestows favor and honor on those whose walk is blameless, right? So God shows him favor even in prison. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in prison, God shows him favor. Prison warden, you know, lets him hold the keys. You know, who lets the prisoner hold the keys? What kind of irresponsible junk is that? That's the kind of favor he was getting. Then Pharaoh's baker and cupbearer were thrown into prison. They both had dreams. And Joseph thinks that this would be his big break. God gives him this interpretation. He tells it to them. And he says, surely this is my ticket out. This is God's vindication. God's going to get me out. But you know what really happened? 2 weeks later, no word. Joseph's like, oh, okay, any day now. That cupbearer is going to come through any day now. 2 months later, nothing. You know what Joseph had to do in response at that time? Lord, things did not turn out the way that I hoped. But God, I'm still confident of this. I will see your goodness in the land of the living. I'm telling you, it was only when Joseph kept saying those things, he kept going the way he did. And because he kept his way blameless, and because he believed in the goodness of the Lord, 2 years later, God gave Pharaoh a dream. And then reminded the cupbearer about Joseph. And Joseph was brought in to interpret Pharaoh's dream, which Joseph does so confidently and precisely. And he gets raised up instantly as the prime minister of Egypt. That's like the president of the United States, by the way. Y'all know what a prime minister is? Okay. In the UK, all right, hallelujah. Okay, what, Canada has a prime minister? Oh, okay. Is it the same way it works in the UK? All right, in the UK, the president is the prime minister. Okay. Joseph, he was the prime minister, hallelujah. He made all the decisions. I believe, because Joseph believed that God is good all the time, he was able to endure and not give up through all the hardships and injustice that he faced. And then in due time, God indeed bestowed favor and honor upon him. And through Pharaoh, God showed his goodness. And God did not withhold, it says, no good thing will he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Psalm 84:11, right? No good thing, no good thing, no good thing will he withhold from me. All right, point to your ear, tell him that. No good thing will he withhold from me.
No good thing will he withhold from me.
Hallelujah. So what did God give him? God showed his goodness. God gave Joseph a family reunion. God gave him authority and power. Hallelujah. And you know, Joseph, because of all things he went through, he actually had the character, and the faithfulness to do that job well. It's not like, I don't say like Joseph was prime minister for 3 years and then he just messed it all up. Egypt went down its drain and then the whole country died. Okay, no. Joseph did his job well. Why? Because of all the things he went through. Right? Now, if I told you right now, God wants to give you character, who will say amen?
Amen.
All right, let me say it right now. God wants to give you character. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to give it to you.
Amen.
God wants to give you favor. Because that's good, right? Character's good. Favor is good. Faithfulness is good. Now, the question is, how is God going to give you that goodness? There's certain things like MacBook Pros, that's good, and you receive that one way. But then there are other things that are deeper, like character. You got to receive that another way. And you see, all the hardships Joseph went through, God brought him through that to be good to him, to build him up with the character and faithfulness that he needed to be the prime minister of Egypt through the famine. Hallelujah. And then when Jacob, Joseph's father, passed away, his brothers, they were afraid that Joseph was going to kill him. They're like, oh man, daddy's gone. Joseph's going to get us. Man, I saw him looking at me the other day. He got that crazy look on his eyes. So you know what they did? They made a fake letter. They said, oh, Joseph, here's a letter from daddy. In the letter, you don't have to read it. Let me tell you what's in the letter. The letter says, forgive your brothers. Let them go for all the harm that they did to you, all the wicked evil they did to you. You know what Joseph said? Genesis chapter 50, Joseph said, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? What you intended to harm me, God intended for good. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Hallelujah. Our God is such a good God. He takes even the wicked things that people do to harm us, and he turns it around for good. Hallelujah. He doesn't say, whoa, that wasn't me. I'm not touching that. You deal with that mess on your own. Man, you're some wicked people on this earth. I cannot believe that just happened to you. Well, how am I supposed to work with that? What am I supposed to do now? How am I supposed to bring any good out of all that wicked mess? Right? We look at something like North Korea. We just shake our hands. We shake our heads and we're just like, what a horrible country. They just starve their own people. Right, 2 to 5 million dead between 1995 and 2002. Who does that to them? Man, what kind of, there's nothing good about North Korea. How is, man, and God's looking at North Korea, and God's not going, whoa, North Korea, I ain't touching North Korea. Woo, that's crazy stuff in there. There's a wicked people in North Korea, I'm not touching that. No, our God is a good God. He is a God. You intended it to harm me, but God intended it for good. God takes even the worst of situations, and he turns it around for your good. You know what Genesis chapter 50 verse 19 and 20 is like? It's just like Romans 8:28. It's Romans 8:28 in the Old Testament. What does Romans 8:28 say? In all things, God works for the good of those who love him. God works for the good of those who love him. It does not say God works for just the glory of his name, which, by the way, is the passion of all that he does. But it's okay to also say God works all things for the good of his people. For those who love him, those who call according to his purpose. God works all things for your good. Genesis 50 verse 20 is just like Romans 8:28 in the Old Testament. Brothers and sisters, what this is all saying is, it's saying God is good. And God is good all the time. And God works all things for the good of his people. So brothers and sisters, I want you to turn to Psalm 23. And we're going to close with a responsive reading of this very familiar psalm. And through today's message, I hope that gives you a new focus. Okay? I'll read verse 1, you read verse 2, and then we'll read verse 6 altogether. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. All together now. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah! Let's pray. Lord God, we just praise you, God. It says in your word, praise the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Lord God, we just praise you for your goodness today. And God, Lord, a lot of times the things that we go through in life, it shakes us from our perspective of how good you really are. Sometimes we go through bad stuff and we start thinking, God, how can you be good when you're bringing me through something so bad? But God, Lord, in those times, may we declare in faith that God, you are good. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will see the goodness of the Lord. How great is your goodness, which you've stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men. Yeah, we just declare and proclaim that you are a good God. And we praise you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.